this is without a net. I'm going to pull out a topic. Addicted zombie narcissist. Really, all I have to say is the entire culture. Everything. I think it's no surprise that zombie movies have become so, and zombies have become such a big theme over the last 50 years, because I think we've been increasingly zombified by the entire culture. And I want to mention about the word addicted, that addicted comes from the root, the same root as edict. And it's because a judge would, and it means, it comes from the root meaning to enslave. Because in Rome, a judge would issue an edict enslaving someone. And so an addict is enslaved. They are enslaved. Doesn't matter. If you're addicted to heroin, you're enslaved to the heroin. If you are addicted to consumerism, you are enslaved to the consumerism. If you are addicted to industrial civilization, you are enslaved to industrial civilization and will serve it until, in this case, until the planet is dead. And there's a line from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest that has always stuck with me. I've mentioned it before in these videos, that one of the characters is a profound alcoholic, and he says, I used to drink from the bottle, and then the bottle began to drink from me. And I think in many ways that's the essence of addiction. And it turns us into zombies. It's really interesting that in the original zombie myths and stories, the zombies were not to be feared. What was to be feared was the process of zombification, which would be done by, for example, a plantation owner to turn his slaves into workers, into people who will just, into zombies who will just work and work and work. And in my book Dreams, I talk about how I talk about this transformation, and this mirrors the transformation of the ascendancy of the capitalism and the wage economy. That originally the fear for wild and free people is that you will be turned into a drone, into a worker drone. And now, in all the zombie movies, it's not the fear of becoming a zombie so much, it's a fear that the zombies will kill you, because the zombies have taken over everything on the planet. And they are killing all of us. So it, for me, is a really interesting study of how stories change to, myths change to mirror the larger reality, without necessarily people doing this consciously. It's just, it's the zeitgeist. And narcissists, I've been saying for decades now that this culture is as narcissistic as it can be, because it only cares about itself. It doesn't care about the murder of the oceans. It doesn't care about the murder of the planet. I mean, so-called environmentalists, when they talk about global warming, they say we need to save civilization. They don't say we need to save the planet. That shows me that they are addicted to civilization more than life on the planet. And it also shows me that they're supremely narcissistic, because as a group, because they actually don't express any care whatsoever for blue whales, right whales, life in the oceans altogether, but instead they only care about this culture. So this is everything. This is the culture right here.